League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, special Friday night edition here. The best in soccer talk, self-proclaimed Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. We've got so many guests jammed into the show. This is going to be an incredible night when it comes to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. As always, behind the screen and the glass here tonight, extraordinaire producer Tyler Scott. So here's what we got. We got a two-part interview with Jeff Cameron tonight. This is one not to be missed of Stoke City. Now, remember, Jeff has been out 10 weeks now with a knee problem. He's going to talk about that. He's going to talk about Stoke City, Jurgen Klinsmann, all things Jeff Cameron and the world of Jeff Cameron, the former Houston Dynamo defender now at Stoke City. He's going to mention some things about Jurgen Klinsmann that might open your eyes as well tonight. So again, that's a two-part interview with Jeff Cameron. Wilmer Cabrera will be on this show. Yesterday, five new players introduced by the Houston Dynamo down at BBVA Compass Stadium. I was down there, did some interviews with some of the players. We will have Adolfo Machado, the center back from Panama. Now, some people say, oh, you know, why are we signing all these Central American players? Well, because they're going to make an impact. This is going to be a better team next year. I don't think there's any question. On the other hand, that's not saying a lot, but this is a team that will definitely platform when it comes to overall team speed, steel and edge, competitiveness. These four players, the two Hondurans, the Colombian, the Panamanian, these are guys who are coming to Major League Soccer to prove themselves. I don't think there's any question. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in tonight. We're streaming at ESPN 975. Again, 713-780-3776. If you were down at the event yesterday, what you think about it? Now, we're strictly talking here about the on-field product and Wilmer Cabrera, who's going to have to put this all together and is going to have to get this team to work together and play together. He seems very confident in that. Kubo Torres is another player to keep an eye on. He's coming back. He's a designated player. It's going to be a tremendous amount of competition with him, Mauro Manotas, Albert Elise. Got to figure out how we're going to pronounce that, because yesterday they were doing it a number of different ways. And then Romel Kyoto, the two Hondurans that for the moment you think might be flanking Manotas, but those guys can all interchange. The two wide guys, Kyoto and Elise, are guys that know their way around a penalty area and can play inside a penalty box. They're not necessarily just out-and-out wingers, but they bring pace, and you need pace in this league, and the Dynamo haven't had it for years. Overall, team speed-wise, it's been one of the slowest teams in Major League Soccer over the years. So Wilmer Cabrera is going to be on tonight, and he's going to talk to you about why he believes his team already on paper is competitive with all the teams in Major League Soccer. That's what he's said, and we'll talk about that tonight and how he will hopefully be able to restore Kubo Torres, his confidence and his goal-scoring ways, which, you know, will also get that additional nudge with those new signings in the competition at the striker position after Will Brun has been moved to the Seattle Sounders. So he's on the show. We're going to try to get the Matt Jordan interview in as well. I did with Matt yesterday down at the stadium. There's a great turnout of people. About 500-600 people came to the event to unveil the players, and a lot more Hispanic media. I just think now that you have these players, this has to be supported now with an organized, visionary, comprehensive marketing plan to back up the Hispanic players that are on this team, the Latino players. Who is going into the Honduran community to identify their leaders and begin to extend the olive branch to these communities that live and breathe soccer? I'm gonna give one out right now. Let's have a Honduran night at BBVA Compass Stadium to honor the Honduran players and the Honduran culture. Food trucks, Honduran food, Honduran music, and Honduran players on the Dynamo. Let's make an extension and do some massaging to these communities if, in fact, we want them to attend these games. Because there's 300,000-plus Hondurans in Houston. Let's do it. 713-780-3776, streaming at ESPN 975. What do you think about the signings for the Dynamo? They get some stronger characters here from a mental perspective. Improved overall team speed. The team is getting more youthful now with these signings. They're instantly going to be more entertaining, I can assure you that. And they're going to have some guys that are expected to be leaders right away, including Adolfo Machado and the midfielder Juan David Cabezas. Two guys right up the spine of the team. I don't think there's any question. The Dynamo targeting these areas so that they have an edge in the center back position and the holding midfield position. He's going to bring a competitive spirit, these two guys, a bit of an intimidating factor as well. You know what, Tyler? Let's roll the Adolfo Machado interview right now. Caught up with him yesterday after the event at the Dynamo presenting five of their new signings. Here is the center back, Adolfo Machado. He's Panamanian. He was the captain at Saprissa and won a number of titles in Costa Rica recently. He is now the center back for the Houston Dynamo. Here he is.
Just how did Adolfo take the decision to come here to Houston and play with the Dynamo after such success at his club in Costa Rica?
Adolfo, ¿cómo fue que tomaste la decisión de venir a jugar a la MLS aquí a Houston después de tu carrera exitosa en Costa Rica?
Bueno, fue algo que se venía hablando de marzo atrás con Matt.
He's been talking with Matt probably since March.
Y bueno, lo hablé con mi esposa, creo que se sintió contenta de la oportunidad que estaba por salir y gracias a Dios se concretó.
He talked it over with his wife and then, you know, as a family, they took the decision to just took the opportunity to come here.
He's obviously aware where the team was last year in the table and the project that is a restoration project now and one that is all about improvement. And I'm sure he's very aware that the team needs some leadership and edge. Can he comment on that?
Adolfo, ¿estás consciente de que vienes a un equipo que en el año pasado no le fue muy bien, de que necesita liderazgo, de que necesita estar siempre ahí para el equipo y estar presente para el equipo? ¿Estabas consciente de eso? ¿Puedes comentar algo al respecto?
Sí, sí, estoy consciente. Y también cuando se me acercaron, seguía los partidos de Houston. Sé que no le fue tan bien como querían. No tuvieron un nivel como ellos querían, pero estamos en un nuevo año y venimos, todo lo que hemos venido al equipo, venimos a aportar para poder llegar a estar en los playoffs y buscar una final.
Yeah, I knew what I was getting into, you know, once conversation started. I was following the Houston Dynamo's game, and I was, you know, analyzing all the games, and I knew what I was getting into, and they're ready to make a restoration in the team. They're ready for a new year, and they're hoping for the best, even to get to the playoffs.
Adolfo Machado joining us here on ESPN 97.5 Radio. Big year for Panama as well. Let's talk a little bit about that, because Panama's trying to make history. How much about that is on his mind, getting to a World Cup, and what would that mean to Adolfo?
Adolfo, también es un año muy importante para la selección de Panamá, ya que es un año que pueden hacer historia. Están ustedes en Panamá por hacer historia. ¿Qué nos puede decir al respecto?
Sí, estamos contentos. Creo que cerramos un 2016 bien. Y estamos contentos que hemos empezado una buena hexagonal. Ahora viene un 2017 y queremos seguir por esa racha y darle esa alegría que todos queremos, que ir a un mundial.
Yeah, we know that we've been up to a good start. We know Panama has been, you know, started very good qualifying games for World Cup the last time, and you know, we're happy, we're excited, and we're hoping to get happiness to the country, and giving them the happiness to get to the World Cup.
How much pressure is that? Because how much pressure is that, number one? And then number two, as far as the Panamanian player, to me, they look hungry. And that is a very, very positive thing. They seem incredibly ambitious. They seem hungry. Where does that hunger come from?
¿Qué tanta presión es eso? Saber el peso que se tienen ustedes de clasificar a un mundial con la selección de Panamá. Para él, la selección de Panamá tiene hambre. Quieren salir adelante, quieren hacer historia. ¿Qué tanta presión trae eso para el equipo?
Ya hemos sabido manejar la presión, la hemos hablado entre nosotros, que para manejar la presión tenemos que salir a divertirnos en la cancha. Sabemos que no han dado duros golpes en las hexagonales pasadas, y yo creo que de esos golpes hemos aprendido y le hemos sabido poner en práctica en la cancha esa hambre, esa sed que tenemos todos de llegar a ese anhelado mundial.
Indeed, we're hungry. We know that, and we know how to handle the pressure. We know how to handle stress. We know that we made many mistakes last qualifying games for Brazil, and we don't want to make the same mistakes. We learn from our past. We learn from our mistakes, and we know that.
How much is football growing in Panama because of their success and success of jugadores like Adolfo?
¿Cuánto ha crecido el fútbol de Panamá con toda esta generación de fútbol que tienen ahora como jugadores como tú? ¿Cuánto ha crecido el fútbol en Panamá?
Ha crecido mucho, creo que el fútbol de Panamá se ha vuelto más competitivo. Lo pudimos ver en la Conca Champions cuando el Árabe Unido de Panamá eliminó al Monterrey. Yo creo que son gases del oficio y algo que de todos aprende, ¿no? Y hemos aprendido muchísimo y se ha salido adelante.
Oh no, there's a lot of excitement in Panama. The sport has grown a lot, and we can tell for what Árabe Unido did in the Conca Champions. They took Monterrey, they left Monterrey out, and they know the pressure. They know they're growing, but they know they have to keep focused.
All right, he's obviously been a captain at Saprissa and such a big leader there. What's the difference between playing in the Costa Rican First Division and Major League Soccer? Since he's watched a lot of Major League Soccer, what does he see as potential differences?
Has sido capitán, fuiste el capitán de Saprissa, fuiste muy querido en Saprissa. ¿Qué diferencias miras ahora tú con el fútbol de Costa Rica, por ejemplo, al fútbol de la MLS?
Bueno, fui capitán allá, vengo a aportar mi experiencia de líder. Aquí también Camerino y Houston. Son dos ligas distintas. Sabemos que la de Costa Rica no es igual que la acá es más competitiva, y bueno, venimos adaptando al sistema que va a implementar el profe para este torneo.
Yeah, of course. I was the captain in Costa Rica. I know the league. I've been following the league, and I know it's very competitive. I come here just to, be one more player to support our goals to, be champions.
Specifically, though, does he see it as a more physical league, a more technical league, tactically? Are there any specifics that he maybe has observed about MLS that might be different than in Costa Rica?
¿Qué tan específico puede ser? El fútbol de la MLS es más táctico, es más físico, es más grupal, es más individual. ¿Qué tanta diferencia puede ver tú entre el fútbol de Costa Rica y el fútbol de la MLS?
Bueno, yo creo que el fútbol de Costa Rica es más táctico. Creo que todo el equipo le gusta tener la pelota. Acá es más grupal, más físico, y bueno, venimos a trabajar fuerte para eso.
All right, so that was Adolfo Machado. What were your thoughts on the interview with Adolfo Machado? 713-780-3776. Getting Brian Ching on the phone here. My thanks to Alex Benegas, who provided the translation there. We're going to be using Alex a lot, I think, this year, and also Edgar with all the players that are Spanish-speaking on the Houston Dynamo, because we do want to kind of star-build these guys. We want these guys to be known quantities to the fans, to all the fans. So pretty important. Out in San Jose, they've got a new general manager. Jesse Fiorinelli is the new GM at the Earthquakes. Has been in a number of senior positions at Roma, been a player agent. He's been a part of the Roma way, which is the way they do things. He's done a lot of work with scouting and match analysis and player-centric development. So it's pretty interesting. He said, quote, "We're committed to bringing a brand of football from the first team through the youth sector that the community can be proud of." This is the new general manager in San Jose. His name is Jesse Fiorinelli. And obviously going to be working with former Dynamo coach Dominic Kinnear, which is interesting because here in Houston, Dominic was both the coach and the general manager, and the Earthquakes are like the Dynamo in a real pressure-filled situation here to finally get into the playoffs. So that's a big part of it in the future. January camp, 32 players have been named. And, you know, it was interesting to listen yesterday to Jimmy Conrad. And, you know, a lot of fans, they call it the Camp Cupcake. They don't think there's a real benefit to a January camp, which is absolutely 180 degrees wrong. And the reason it's wrong is that these have been opportunities for players to play and train under the eyes of a coaching staff for an extended period of time, which doesn't always happen at the national team level. And there's no better guy to bring on to talk about it because he's been in these camps before. And he is the one and only, the legendary striker for the Houston Dynamo. Brian Ching joins me now. Brian, how are you?
Hey, Glenn. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, this is a perfect segue. You came in perfectly on cue here because we're talking about this January camp. And, you know, it's if you listen to fans and people talk about it, they like to downplay it, but it really has been vital for a lot of players. Take us through a January camp and the importance of being able to play under a staff for an extended period of time.
Yeah, I think you said it right there. You know, it gives the staff an opportunity and gives the players an opportunity to kind of get comfortable. You know, sometimes if you get called in, you know, for one of the qualifiers in the middle of the season, you have a week to, you know, and it's not even that. You probably have one or two trainings actually to show something if, you know, it's one of your first times getting called in. But, you know, I think a lot of what happens in the January camp, it's an opportunity to see players that had a good year the year before and see how they perform with, you know, some of the best players in the country or players that have played really, really well in the MLS. And, you know, it's an opportunity for the players to kind of get comfortable, to see what it's all about, the experience, the national team environment. And it gives them an opportunity to show. You know, I remember my first experiences, obviously, you know, depending on how many times you've been in, you know, your first time, you're just kind of excited. You're really, you know, looking forward to showing what you can. You're a little bit nervous at the same time. And, you know, I think for a staff, you get to see these players and you know, there is pressure. You know, it's you know, you got to play well or you're probably not going to get called back in. And, you know, I think it's a great opportunity. And you know, you've seen a lot of players, you know, come from January camps to make an impact, over the course of the year.
Yeah, and it's given a lot of national team players a jump start. And as you just mentioned, it's been a defining moment for a coaching staff to become confident in a player's ability and get to know them. Do you have any real memories from January camps when you were in and maybe a moment or two with a coaching staff or a point in one of these camps where you felt like you turned the corner and really making an impression on a coaching staff?
Put me on the spot, Glenn. You know, I took too many headers that I have to think about these things for
we can fix that with
before.
Some.
But no, I do remember a lot of experiences in January camp. Just you know, for me, it was about getting to know a lot of the guys, you know, and getting an opportunity to play with some of the best guys in the MLS, you know, and it's a higher level when I was there from the club team week in and week out because you're playing with some of the best players around the league. And, you know, those are always those moments that I look forward to. You know, you get to test yourself. You get to see where you stack up day in and day out with these guys. And then there's always the pressure of the coaches watching, you know, and that's a real pressure, you know. And, you know, for me, it was, like I said, it was kind of enjoying that experience of getting to play with some of the best guys. And, you know, it's a fun time. You know, it was always a fun time for me. It was a little bit nerve-wracking when your first few camps or your first January camp. But after that, you know, you really started looking forward to it, seeing these guys and playing with them on a day-in and day-out basis.
Good friend of the show. He's Brian Ching joining us here tonight. Let's move on to the Dynamo. You and I were down there yesterday. A lot of media attention, especially from the Hispanic media, around the five new signings And then we were at the event after, and there was a good 500 to 600 people there. There was a bit of an energy there that we haven't seen in quite some time for the Dynamo. How about your thoughts on this? Obviously, it's all on paper, but you know, when I look at these five guys, I see, especially with the foreign guys, I see guys that are coming in here to really prove themselves in a new league and with a new team.
Yeah, it's there's definitely a lot of excitement around the team with Wilmer coming in and a whole bunch of new faces. You know, I'm excited to see how these guys perform. You know, and it's not going to be an easy transition, as you've seen over the past few years with the number of players that have come in. But you know, I think Wilmer has a clear vision of what he wants, who he wants, and he really goes after these players. And I think that. You know, it's exciting to see, and I'm excited to see you know, the Panamanian Machado center back. I think he has, I think, like you said, a bit of an edge to him, which I think we need, especially in that back line, the center of defense. And I think if he can transition and bring that bite to the team, I'm excited to see that. And then, you know, with Ellis, he's a quick guy, young player, a lot of potential there. Hopefully, you know, but I think. For me, I'm most interested in seeing how Mauro Manotas is going to develop even further as a player. I thought we've done a good job of bringing him along slowly last year. I thought they did a good job of just kind of giving him more and more and more responsibility. I thought he grew into a fantastic striker last season. And, you know, I'm kind of most excited to see how he blossoms this year and grows further. And you know, I think. it'll be exciting if he can continue on developing at the rate he has been.
Yeah, I think you're bringing out a lot of the great storylines going into the season that makes it exciting, and that's before we talk about, you know, the potential, I think, now of Kubo Torres regaining some form here. I think this is a critical season for him coming back into this mix now of competition with, as you mentioned, Manotas, Elise, and Kyoto up front. The team's got improved overall team speed. It gets younger. Like you said, it gets more edgy with Machado at the back and then Juan David Cabezas in midfield. So it all sounds good, and it's easy to talk about it here. But it's going to be up to Wilmer Cabrera to get it done and bring this group together very, very quickly, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah, and that's no easy task. It's a difficult task. I mean, anytime you have the amount of turnover that the Dynamo are going to have next season, there's always that challenge, no matter how talented the players are, of how they're going to play together, how they're going to come together under the coach, and what type of culture is going to develop inside the locker room, and how that translates to the team performances on the field. So, like you said, on paper, everything looks good and exciting. But, you know, it all comes down to how quickly they can gel, how quickly these young players can adapt to, you know, a new country. A new league, and how, you know, the players that we do have can continue to grow, and how Wilmer can put his imprint on the team as quickly as possible, because he's not going to have a lot of time, you know, before the first game. I mean, preseason is long, but when you have such a new team, it's really not a lot of time.
Well, Brian, as always, thank you for coming on. Let's get you up in studio here in the near future, and we'll get Eddie Robinson in here and a couple other guys, and we'll get a nice round table going here and get some Liberty Kitchen food in here and have a good hangout and talk some soccer, okay?
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Well, you know what? We'll make sure we kind of hide the food so Eddie doesn't get first crack at it. Well, that's Brian Ching and my good friend Eddie Robinson there as well. Hey, quick word here for Liberty Kitchen. Speaking of food, I'm passionate about great food and my friends at Liberty Kitchen, my buddy Carl Eves, Lance Vegan over there. Think of it as modern American comfort food, classics taken up several notches. It is farm stand crisp food that Liberty Kitchen stamps its claim on it owns. Big flavor served at a neighborhood social. They got locations, Liberty Kitchen, in the Heights, River Oaks, Rice Village, Garden Oaks, and the Treehouse Memorial City. They got a bunch of staples over there. One of my favorites is the Creole gumbo, the oysters on the half shell, the cowboy surfers, ribs and fish round out the menu, weekday specials, signature cocktails, and cold beer on tap. Now you know why Liberty Kitchen is a regular stop for me, Glenn Davis. Also, thanks to Bud Light here. We appreciate their support of soccer over the years here. And Get out, get a smooth, clear, crisp Bud Light. Bud Light, longtime sponsors of your sport, soccer, the global sport. It's American-grown and imported for the latest concerts, festivals, and happenings in Houston. Get over to Facebook, like Bud Light. Get over there also and like Soccer Matters. Bud Light, raise one right now. We'll take a break, 7-Up break.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, time to talk about a couple of great soccer pubs in Houston. Richmond Arms is Houston's premier soccer club. Richmond Arms is a great pub designed and built with soccer in mind for your superior watching entertainment. Come watch your favorite club this upcoming season. Check it out, RichmondArmsOnline.com or the Kingshead Pub, Houston. .com. Also a moment here for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. His firm are personal injury attorneys. They bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Doesn't matter what it is, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever accident it is, Daspit Law Firm is going to assure you they will treat your case as if it's their own. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-4878-322-HURT. It is John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. All right, I welcome you back to the program here again. Yesterday, the Dynamo introducing five new players here. We have interviews with Wilmer Cabrera coming up later. Also, a two-part interview with Jeff Cameron from across the pond with Stoke City and the U.S. national team. So you're going to hear everything Jeff Cameron and what's going on, and some interesting insight also on Jurgen Klinsmann. Here's my interview yesterday with Dynamo general manager Matt Jordan. All right, Dynamo general manager Matt Jordan joining us here on ESPN 97.5. Matt, thank you very much for coming on.
Glenn, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, so we're talking a little bit about the Dynamo signings. Yesterday you unveiled five new players here, a lot of excitement, a lot of Hispanic media coming out here to see all the new players here. They seem to address a lot of different areas of this team that you wanted to improve.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's been a very busy offseason, without a doubt. You know, 8 countries in 2 months. And a lot of planes, trains, and automobiles to meet with a lot of these guys, watch them live. But it's exciting. You know, it's exciting for the city. It's exciting for our fan base. And, you know, at the end of last season, we were very clear with our objectives heading into the offseason. We wanted to get more athletic. We wanted to get more speed. We wanted to be more dynamic, you know. And we've addressed that, as well as improving each of our lines, which has been a real important objective of ours.
What were the big selling points getting the guys to come here? I know Major League Soccer, Wilmer mentioned just the league in general. These guys all know about the league, but specifically to Houston, getting them to come here because, you know, in the case of Adolfo Machado, he's coming as a captain of a championship team in Costa Rica. How do you negotiate the sell and the reason why you want the guys here in Houston?
Well, I think the most important thing is you go and you spend time with each individual player in person. You know, that's critical. And you watch them live, you meet their families, you talk with them. You know, I always think about when we met with Machado. Actually, it's now I've met with Machado twice because I was down there meeting him last year as well. But we just couldn't get him out of Saprissa at that time. But, you know, when we went to meet Machado after a league game, you know, and he came, we had like a midnight meeting, and he brought his wife and his sleeping daughter, and they were, you know, they had to put his daughter on the couch. But that just shows his commitment, that he is very excited about being a part of our city, our club, and being in this community. And I could say that for all these players, and that's important for us. You know, we want players that want to be here and want to be a part of our city and our project.
All right, a lot of the fans were talking about a number 10, and obviously you've gotten a lot of attacking players with Kyoto and with Albertelos. Mm-hmm. The whole number 10 thing, it turned into sort of a holding defensive midfielder now from Colombia. Just address the fans on that, because, you know, they were, you know, are they pie in the sky thinking you're gonna bring in some European number 10 here?
No, look, I mean, you know, the beauty with the way we're constructing the roster right now, it's a very adaptable roster, and it's a very dynamic roster. And the thing is of course, you know, look, we are still looking for a number 10, but it's got to be the right player at the right time that fits, you know, with what we're working towards. But at the same time, you know, the team we're building right now is is built to be successful, built to be fast, and it's very adaptable, you know, and that's very important for our fans to know. And we're, look, we're going to continue to be aggressive. You know, we're going to continue to be aggressive, and we just want to be steady and methodical with our approach, and let our work speak for us, you know, and you know, and that's what our club's all about as well.
All right, Ed, I'm not putting the lineup out here because I know a lot of things can change here, but this is fun for the fans. So if it's a three-set in midfield with Rico Clark, Alex, and Cabezas, do you feel you have enough range of passing out of those three to supply
front? You didn't mention Eric Alexander. You didn't mention Oscar Boniac-Garcia, who I think had 11 assists last season.
Possible right back?
He can play right back. He's played, I want to say he's played right back 32 times for the national team.
So it's 32 times more than you and me.
Something around there. So, we got, you know, like I said, we really want to create competition, you know, in every spot in the field. And again, as we talked about in the press conference, they players with a winning mentality that want to win, that want to be successful. And, you know, we haven't even spoken about Leonardo as well, who's won 3 MLS Cups in the last 7 years. And it's very rewarding for me, even 2 days ago, to be speaking to Leonardo, who's down in Brazil right now training with his family. And he's over the moon to be here in Houston, in this city with our club. And that's exciting. You know, that's exciting. And look, even our existing players, I was down at the offices today, and those guys were out running doggies on the field with Paul Caffrey and working their tails off. So it's exciting, you know, and I think everybody feels that energy.
He's Matt Jordan, general manager of the Houston Dynamo. Let me take you back to Leonardo because he's had a lot of injury problems. Mm-hmm. You've obviously gotten comfortable that he is healthy enough to be a Dynamo player.
Yeah, look, second half of last season, he was healthy and available. It's just that at that time, they were on a good run. But Leonardo is, you know, the good thing with Leonardo is he's a true professional. He's a U.S. citizen. He's perfectly bilingual. Provides that presence for us on and off the field, you know. And I think that says a lot at just 28 years old, you know. And that'll be important for us. And even, you know, getting Remick as well. You know, Remick is, you know, it's a guy that we watched even. I remember when I was in Montreal, watched him when he was at Brown. And Mike Noonan, the old coach of Brown, called me and said, "You got to take a look at this kid," you know. So we're excited to get him as well. And you know, we got a lot of hard work ahead of us, but we're excited.
Matt, any update on DeMarcus Beasley, who's just been called into a national team camp? Is it possible that he comes back?
Oh yeah, look, we're in constant communication with him and his representative. In fact, was speaking to him earlier before the press conference today, and it's our goal to bring DeMarcus back. We think very highly of him professionally and personally. There's a process involved, you know, which is always a part of this. And so it's our goal to bring him back, and you know, we hope to work through that process with him.
So right now, I mean, the squad seems pretty set here to a degree. How much resources are available now? Obviously, there's another transfer window in the mm-hmm. summer. Expecting, and I know you can't reveal too much, but expecting a lot. Any more activity?
Well, look, the job's never done. You know, we've had to make, you know, some hard decisions along the way. But, you know, we live in a salary cap world where pieces have to go out and assets have to come in to put other pieces of the puzzle together. And so, but, you know, we still got coals in the fire. Trust me, we got a lot of coals in the fire, and we're committed to constantly improving the team because we want to be successful, and we want to put a team on the field that our fans in the city can be proud of.
All right, with the acquisition of some of these attacking players now, you got a nice problem of competition for a lot of places up front in an attacking system. Let's talk about Kubo Torres. Is this a significant moment in his career this season?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is. And you know what? It's you know, for Eric and for all of our players, it's a clean slate. You know, it's a clean slate. It's a fresh start. And the answers will be given on the field. And you know, that's a real, I think, a real strength of Wilmer's and our staff. And Wilmer's got a real innate ability to get the most out of the players that he has, all of them. And he is also a teacher of the game. You know, and that's something me personally, I truly believe in, and we believe in as an organization, is critical with the way Major League Soccer is changing. Is you still, you know, not every player is just add water ready. You know, you still got to improve them. You have to develop them. You have to teach them. And Wilmer's committed to doing that no matter what age the player is or at what stage of the career they're at.
MLS Super Draft coming up. You got the 4th pick in the draft. Is it positional? Is it just acquiring the best soccer player possible? What right now is in the mind of Matt Jordan looking at the Super Draft?
I think, you know, the draft's changed, you know, over the last few years. There's no doubt about it. You know, and I think positioned at number four, you know, we're, you know, probably the most intelligent approach for us is to take the best available player. But at the same time, a lot of things are flying around at the draft table and in the days building up. And so we're looking at everything. But the staff's done a really good job. I mean, look, Wilmer and I have been, you know, we've been on the road nonstop, you know, and it's been great. And we got, you know, there's been some funny stories along the way as well, you know.
Want to give us one? Well, you got a good one?
Well, I'll save it for another day, but it's been fun. Let me just say it was very interesting to be traveling in Colombia with Wilmer Cabrera, because he's like everywhere we go, he was, you know, every taxi driver, everybody that, you know, every hotel we checked into, it was almost like you're getting a five-star treatment from the start, you know. And so it was a nice experience. But while we're traveling 8 countries, 2 months, is that, you know, our staff, we obviously as a staff, we look at all the players in the draft, but the guys did a really good job. Nick Coba, Oliver Gage, Davey Arnault, Michael De La Russo, Calf, Paul Rogers, you know, all the guys chipped in. And look, we're rolling up our sleeves, man. I mean, that's where we're at right now, and we're excited about the challenge ahead.
Matt, as always, thank you very much for your time. Congratulations on the new signings today.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate your time.
All right. That's Matt Jordan, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.
Bar Munich, get down to one of the great soccer watching spots in Houston. Bar Munich is in Midtown. Say hello to my friend Raymond, a wonderful open-airy spot. Football fans, you're going to love it, right in the heart of Midtown. Bar Munich on Louisiana. BarMunich.com, 2616 Louisiana. Soccer fans, also check out the King's Court, 903 Hutchins and Edo, 13 TVs, King Court. We'll show you the EPL, soccer matches from around the world, and Major League Soccer, not to mention NFL Sunday Ticket. 24 taps, full bar, extensive selection of spirits, Indian British cuisine. It's King's Court, 903 Hutchins, and our thanks to Bud Light, as always. Longtime sponsors of Soccer Matters. Get out, get a smooth, clear, crisp Bud Light. Bud Light, longtime sponsors of soccer and football. Your sport, the global sport. Bud Light, raise one right now.
ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5 from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN. What a packed, beautiful show we have tonight with so many contributions, including Jeff Cameron from over at Stoke City. And coming up shortly here after a quick read for Liberty Kitchen, we will talk to the Dynamo manager, Wilmer Cabrera. Liberty Kitchen, you know I'm passionate about great food and my friends over at the Liberty Kitchen. Now, they got a number of locations. You can go to the Heights, River Oaks, Rice Village, Garden Oaks, or the Treehouse in Memorial City for Liberty Kitchen. They know how to serve it up, whether it's lunch, supper, or brunch. This is the place to go. Think of it as modern American comfort food. Their classics taken up several notches. They've got burgers, mac and cheese, chicken fried mom's spaghetti chowder, farm stand crisp food that Liberty Kitchen stamps its claims on, and they're going to own it. It's big flavor served at a neighborhood social. A lot of the great staples. The other night after the Wednesday show, I headed over to the River Oaks location. I had the gumbo with the blue crab. I had a spinach salad with salmon. Absolutely unbelievable. Oysters on the half shell. They've got po' boys, chops, steaks, ribs, and fish are going to round out a really unique menu. Weekday specials. They've got signature cocktails and cold beer. This is why you have to understand Liberty Kitchen is a regular stop for me, Glenn Davis. Liberty Kitchen, lunch, supper, and brunch. Stop by all their differing locations, Heights, River Oaks, Rice Village, Garden Oaks, and the Treehouse in Memorial City. The perfect intro to bring on Dynamo manager Wilmer Cabrera. Wilmer, thank you very much, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Glenn, and thanks for the invitation.
Well, obviously, some of these questions might be redundant and done over again because we did interview you yesterday at the big Dynamo event, but I have to think it was an exciting day yesterday to kind of turn the page here for the Dynamo. with you presenting five of the players you've picked up here and some real big pieces for the coming season.
Yes, Lynn, it was a beautiful night for us, beautiful afternoon, evening, yesterday for the Houston Dynamo organization. And I was very excited to present the players that we have brought to the city, to the club, to the team, to the fans, to the media.
So let's start off, because there's some really interesting signings here. When I look at this, I think to myself, wow, you've addressed a lot of the needs of this team, from overall team speed to having threats behind defenses to having a few more penetrators who can beat people off the dribble. I mean, there's a lot that comes with these players. Leadership, I think, as well. But the one thing that sticks out to me is, certainly with the foreign players coming in, and I would say Dylan Remick as well, these are guys that are going to come to this league and want to make their mark. And I heard you using the word yesterday, hungry, quite consistently.
Yes, definitely. This is really important for us, because we are in that position. We are hungry as a club, as a staff, members, the city, the fans. We're waiting. So we need to bring that type of players, hungry for results, and hungry to make things happen as soon as possible. So for us, the possibility to find these players available and to work with these players and to bring these players with that mentality and within the project, it's special.
Let's talk about Ramel Kyoto, and let's talk about Albert Ellis. Both Hondurans, both players that have pace that are going to make teams look at you differently, I would imagine. And just a little description about both of these guys, because these are guys that can make chances for themselves and others, correct?
Well, definitely they have some special skills and characteristics that are really key for this league and for any league. They're fast, they're powerful, and they love to go 1v1, and the speed, they have natural speed, so and they like to score goals. That is a plus in all aspects, in all sense, and we're excited about having those two players adding to our attacking roster.
Yeah, and I loved when you mentioned yesterday that these are guys that are used to this climate. And, you know, I've never heard a coach in the years here in Houston really talk about a new signing that was foreign and really about signing the right players from a climatic standpoint to play here in Houston.
Yes, Glenn. It's not easy to play at 90 degrees, 95 degrees during the summer. It's not easy to practice with the humidity and to play in the humidity. So when we have players that they're more used to play at that type of temperature and that humidity, it's going to be easier for them to adapt, and it's going to be better for the team in all aspects. So definitely that's a plus, and that's something that it is important to consider when we bring players to Houston, because it's a different market than bringing players to New York, where they have the four seasons and it's a little bit more colder, or bringing players to Los Angeles where they have a different climate.
Wilmer Cabrera, Dynamo manager, joining us here. It was a big day yesterday for the Houston Dynamo. A number of great signings, certainly on paper right now, that were presented to the media yesterday. There was a tremendous amount of Spanish, Hispanic media out there, which I thought was also a big, big positive here. Adolfo Machado plays for Panama. We know Panama is a as a hungry soccer nation. Adolfo Machado is that type of player, a captain, a champion at Saprissa in Costa Rica. But my sense is you picked up a guy that you're really going to ask for some real leadership from.
Yes, he's a leader, and he was the past four seasons, he was the captain for the best team in Costa Rica. And when you're from Panama and you're the captain from the best team in Costa Rica and you have lifted the trophy three times in the past 4 years, that means a lot for a player perspective, leadership perspective, and talent. So we're really excited about him, and he's really excited to come for a new challenge. He knows that MLS is more physical, more athletic, tougher, and more balanced with all the teams. But he's ready, and he is in the prime moment of his career. And again, he's coming from a hungry team, hungry country, where they want more success, and they've been proven that they can adapt really quick and very well to this environment here in MLS.
So another good one, Adolfo Machado signing with the Dynamo. How about the Colombian midfielder Juan David Cabezas? Now, here's another guy. He's on loan from Deportivo Cali. We know all the contacts you have around the world, including in Colombia, where you played as a professional and with the Colombian national team. Tell us about Juan David Cabezas. And I know he's a ball winner, and I know he's sort of that indigenous kind of good guy in midfield that can provide a shield for your defense, break up plays. What type of passer of the ball is he?
Well, he's a very, very exciting technical player, which a few years he was the captain of the under-20 national team, where James Rodriguez was one of the players, and he was right there, the captain. He was the guy right there who was taking care of that captaincy and the midfield. So, and 6 months ago, he won a championship with Deportivo Independiente Medellin. So, he's a talented player. He's a very young player because he's only 25 years old, athletic, who knows his job, but also has a very good skills with the ball. He can strike the ball very hard, and he can play at a great level, and he is a good passer of the ball. So he knows his role, and he is ready to do it, and he is excited to come over here to this market, which is more athletic and more difficult, but he's ready to do it with the Houston Dynamo.
Wilmer Cabrera joining us here. Let's go to Eric Cubo Torres. Some of the best soccer he played was under your tutelage at Chivas USA. Now, he's had a very tough couple of years. I think this is a very critical year in his soccer career, and I'm not speaking for you. That's just my personal opinion from the outside based on the last couple of years. It does seem like this is a guy that needs a confidence boost, but he knows the value you have in him, and I saw in an article that Corey Repkin wrote in the Houston Chronicle that, you know, you've made it very clear. You are a big believer in Eric Cubo Torres, and you believe he can refine and sort of manufacture his game back to the high level that he once was at.
I believe that Eric Torres is a very good player, and Houston Dynamo acquired Eric Torres because he was one of the top forwards in MLS. So, and he's still 23 years old. So, for me, he needs to continue believing in himself first. He needs to regain that confidence, which I've been talking with him, and he's ready to do it. From my side as a coach, he knows that I'm gonna try to help him and provide him with you know, with the same rules, with the same terms that he's been working lately. So I believe it's a good combination. But the most important is Eric Torres is ready to come back to the Houston Dynamo, and he needs to come back fighting for that spot. And with the quality of the players that we have gathered for this season, he's going to be able to regain his confidence, and hopefully he's doing it with goals, which is the most important for him.
Wilmer, as you look out now, you know, are there other pieces that you're still searching out? I know the fans have been talking about a number 10, but that might have become slightly less important once you made the signings of Romel Kyoto and Albert Ellis. Is that correct to say, and that you can be a little bit more patient now, looking potentially down the road for that playmaker?
We're going to still looking for. We're going to still looking for. I think that's the strategy and that's the plan, that we cannot just close the door to the possibilities to have another talented player, hopefully a playmaker. But right now, we're in a very good shape. We're in a very good position in terms of what we have in the roster to face any team in MLS. We're going to continue looking for that type of playmaker, yes. But we're in a very good shape, and we have a very good team to start the season. And even if we have to play the whole season without a number 10, we're ready to do it. I'm confident, and I'm totally confident, and happy to have a roster that is equal or at the same level that any other in MLS.
Wilmer, tremendous to have you on the program. We look forward to a lot of visits this year. We're going to wish you the best of luck once you get back out on the field here at the end of January. Exciting day yesterday. I think we could see it with the fans that attended the event and the press and media that came out, especially on the Hispanic side. So thank you very much for coming on as usual, and we appreciate you being so candid and upfront to the fan base and the listeners of this show.
Ben, anytime. Thank you very much for your time and for having me in your program, just to try to continue communicating with the people, with the fans, for the Houston Dynamo. And we're excited to present the work that we've been doing, and now it's time to start putting everything on the field to face the 2017 season with the Houston Dynamo.
You know what? I forgot one thing. What type of player are you looking for the number 4 pick in the Super Draft, Wilmer? And I'm sorry I forgot that. But is there a specific player you're looking for positionally, or is it somebody that you're just looking for the best soccer player you can find?
Yes, Glenn. Right now we're trying to look for the best soccer player that can fit into the team. Specifically, not for sure not. It's someone that can fit and can give us that excitement to bring into the camp, to bring into the preseason, and to try to make a player available for the 2017 season with this roster and having good talent and good possibilities.
Wilmer, thank you very much again for coming on the program tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Yes, that's Wilmer Cabrera, the Dynamo manager, and some interesting stuff there from him. And you're going to hear from Wilmer throughout the season here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. A moment here for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Whether your accident is car, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, refinery, 18-wheeler, we all sometimes need a lawyer. The Daspit Law Firm will assure you that they'll treat your case as if it's their own. It's DaspitLaw.com. The Daspit Law Firm will work for you 24/7 nights and weekends. They will fight for your right for compensation. Do it with the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. We'll take a break here. Best in Soccer Talk. It's a 7-Up break.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.